Yes, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritatiert. We've got so many requests this week, it's awesome. And also we're going to be debuting a new segment. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Leonora from Denmark.
Hi, this is Bilal Hassani from France.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hope and Glory from Måns Zelmerlöw. That was from Melody Festival in the Swedish Eurovision National Final back in 2009. Oh my goodness me. A bit of schlager to start us off here on the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3, giving you an injection of European music here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, it's bit hit and miss, isn't it, with the weather this weekend, but my goodness me, it's been a hot week. It's been incredibly uncomfortable at work, but we've been pushing on through Thunder, Dungeon and Sword, as the late great Sir Terry Wogan used to say. I don't know if any of you remember that. Well, I sadly do. I remember all the crazy weird things. I remember when Estonia eventually got points. No, Latvia eventually got points from Estonia in the 2003 Eurovision, and the UK were only left with zero. And Estonia were like the 22nd country to vote out of the 25 that year. And I remember Terry Wogan shouting out, uh-oh, we've got to send a gunboat. I was like, uh-oh. And I always seem to remember that. It's always the quirky things with me. Anyway, what about you? I want to hear. Yes, you can interact with us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase, and our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Yes, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right. Now, we have, as I said at the top of the show, a plethora of requests this week because I did a bit of a shout out. So, this is one of our requests that has been sent in via Facebook, and it's from Stella Mjöll, who lives in Iceland. She lives in Reykjavik, on the outskirts, and she's requested this amazing song, which I love. Thank you, Stella, for your request. Your request is Sweden 1989. I'm going to play the Swedish version, of course, because I think the Swedish version is the best one. It's called Enda, and it is sung by Tommy Nilsson. Now, Tommy Nilsson actually performed earlier this week at the open air singing event on the Norwegian-Swedish border. And actually, the show is called Singing on the Border, which I think is really nice. And so, Allsang på gränsen. Grandson, and Tommy was there as singing his song Enda, and the live performance was awesome. But strangely enough, also on that show, Hadaway was there singing What Is Love, his 90s tune, which that man has still got it. He still got it, definitely. So here we are. Here is Sweden 1989 for Stella in Iceland. Tommy Nilsson with Enda.
Förstår vi varann. En dag vi alla förstår. En dag när stillheten ror. En dag jag finner din hand. När vägarna möts förstår vi varann. Vi bär på en
I'm Sébastien. Y'a pas de mal à se faire du bien. La vie c'est du cinéma qu'on ne regarde qu'une fois. Pourquoi bouder son désir quand y'a de la gêne, y'a pas de plaisir. Moi je dis tout simplement, c'est beau la vie à 25 ans. Y'a pas de mal, tu sais, à se faire du bien. La la la, y'a pas de mal et ça ne coûte rien. Tu réfléchis, tu t'inquiètes, tu calcules et tu perds la tête. Pourquoi chercher à comprendre? Prends ce qui se laisse prendre. À toujours forcer ton cœur, tu passes à côté du meilleur. Y'a pas de mal, tu sais, à se faire du bien. La la la, y'a pas de mal et ça ne coûte rien.
Well, that's the song that should have been France's Eurovision entry in 1974, before they actually withdrew the contest in Brighton. Yes, that is the French singer Dany with La vie à 25 ans, which means life at 25. Yes, Dany is a pretty well-known French actress and singer. And she and France were drawn to singing 14th after Ireland and before Germany. But as a mark of respect following the death of the French president, Georges Pompidou, during Eurovision week, French broadcaster ORTF made a decision to withdraw the entry since President Pompidou's memorial service. He was buried in a private ceremony on April the 4th, which was attended by international dignitaries and was held on the day of the contest, and it deemed inappropriate for the French to take part in their eyes. Dany was seen by viewers in the audience at the point of the French song would have been performed for the same reason. The French singer Anne-Marie David, who won first place for Luxembourg in 1973, could not come to Brighton either to hand the prize to the 1974 winner. So in her absence, the Director General of the BBC and the President of the European Broadcasting Union at the time, Sir Charles Curran, presented the Grand Prix to the winners, which was ABBA, yes, with Waterloo. So that French entry, which would have been in 1974, I thought that was awesome, and I hope you enjoyed it too. I really, really, really did. Right, I have another request. Anne Squires, who is from Wales. Yes, in Somerset. Yes, and Anne, lovely to hear from you. Lots of love to you. And I hope you have a wonderful time singing along to this, because Anne has a YouTube channel, which you should all check out. And it's got Anne singing along to some Eurovision songs, actually. And I'm very, very impressed. And yeah, I'm not going to be doing that, because I don't have the greatest voice, I don't think. Only for radio. So here is Cyprus 2018 and Squire's Request. Thank you very much. Here it is, Eleni Ferreira with Fuego.
Take a dive into my eyes, yeah, the eyes of a lioness. Feel the power, they lie. A little look, a little touch, you know the power of silence. Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. I was looking for some high, high highs, yeah, till I got it, does it, you. You got me belly, can fly, 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 yeah. Taking me
from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song Sweet Lies. Enjoy.
You're turning on the red lights, the red lights. There's something that don't feel right. Even angels come in disguise, in disguise. There's something that don't feel right. We're lying skin to skin, our love is paper thin. I need you skin to skin. Tell me where you've been. Don't wanna hear a thing. Don't tell me where you've been. Can't tell them a lie. They say that I'm naive now, naive now.
Oh, that's Kerry Ann from the UK National Final 2019. It is Sweet Lies, and that was a request on Facebook from one of our avid listeners. It's lovely to hear from him. It's Edson Ian Potaseo, and he, Rob, yes, my husband Rob is here. He's from Olongapo in the Philippines. How awesome is that?
Very cool.
Yeah, isn't it just? I know, it's just so cool, so cool. That we got worldwide listeners all over the place. Isn't that great?
It is. Our plan for world domination is becoming...
Eurovision fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the way of the future. Yes. So, now, as Rob's here, it's now time for us to do a really random bit of the show, isn't it? What is it called, Rob?
It is Rob's Random... Request.
Yes, Rob's got two hats, don't you, Rob? You got a hat full of countries and also a hat full of years on little bits of paper. You take one out of each and we play that Eurovision song. Hopefully, well, it will be at random, but they combine and hopefully we'll have a Eurovision entry, basically.
We will eventually, even if we don't have one first time going round.
Yes, nice. It's taken a couple of times, but okay. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Right.
So, let me get the year. Hang on. Right.
Oh.
2005.
Oh, another sort of like relatively recent. Actually, thinking of that now, it's 14 years ago. How depressing.
I think we've had most of the 2000s recently. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to pick a country now.
So it opens up more options for countries, at least, especially pick up Yugoslavia.
True. Oh.
Austria.
Oh, this is awesome. Rob, you're going to love this entry. Now, this is the song Yassi, Yassi. And it's from the group called Grubo Krina. Okay. Now, they play trumpets and Austrian singing. It's absolutely amazing. You have got to listen to this. Yes, so Global Krina, they were in the semi-finals. They were one of the pre-contest favorites to sort of qualify but not really do anything in the grand final, and it was just a real shame because they had their own national final in Austria. And they had another song that came... Well, they had a song came second, obviously, which was called Dreaming of a Long Time Love, which, again, is just, like, really dreamy and fun. And this song, Yassi, is sang in English, German and Spanish. So it's really good fun and really good to sing along to. So I'm giving it a lot of praise, so I'm probably hyping it up more than what you think and what the listeners may think. But are you interested by this?
Yeah, crack on.
So this is Rob's random request. It is...
Oh, crikey, I've forgotten.
No, what's the country?
Oh,
here?
The country, sorry. 2005, Austria.
Yes, Global Krina with Yassi.
You know the girl who came from Cuba? She loves her music and her songs. She came and she Austrians dance quite slow. The shaking, it's her inspiration. To change the rhythm of her songs. So now here's a chance to see how she would dare. He was the master of the Yoda.
This is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy.
Closed my eyes so I couldn't see it. Felt so numb, but now I'm ready to feel it. So tonight I'm making friends with all the creatures that are hiding there under my bed. I ain't gonna hold on to these monsters anymore. Now I'm gonna let in all the light, tear down the walls. At my worst I found my army strong, all the demons are gone.
Sara Aalto with Monsters, Finland 2018, and there was a request for the lovely Sadie Trent in Weston-super-Mare. She is actually seeing Sara Aalto later tonight at the Weston-super-Mare's Pride, and that, I'm sure, is going to be incredible, Sadie. I hope you're having an incredible time. Now, we still have requests coming up very soon from Mr. John Withers in Lincoln and also of Steve Bohannon, who is in Halstead. And also, we have another request from Javier Laval coming up very soon. Also, we have a request from Claudio in the Netherlands. And not forgetting, we're going to be debuting our brand new segment, which I have kept very, very quiet and will be debuting very soon. But first up, it's time to let you know what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 28th of July 2019. The final preparations for Eurovision Choir of the Year 2019 is almost done. 10 of the participating nations for Eurovision Choir of the Year 2019 have all finalising their entries and also their broadcasters and radio broadcasters as well as television. So we have coming up on the 3rd of August in Gothenburg, Sweden. We've got countries participating. The 10 are Sweden, Belgium, Latvia, Germany, Norway, Denmark, Scotland, Slovenia, Switzerland, and lastly, Wales. And the show will be starting at 7 p.m. British Summer Time. In participation news for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest, Serbia have confirmed that they will be participating next year in the Netherlands, but sadly, the Luxembourg broadcaster RTL have confirmed that they will not be participating at next year's contest. But it's all still to play for. We've obviously got many months until the next Eurovision Song Contest. At this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Poland, Spain have selected Melena Garcia to represent them at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Now, Jessica Malboy, who represented Australia at the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, has released a brand new single called Blessing. And also Isla de Lange, who represented the Netherlands in 2014 as part of the Common Linnets, has released also a brand new song, and it's called Went For A While. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritutiet.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Yes, it's time for Dream World. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase debuting this week, and this is a part where I, Mr. Kieran Aritutiet, shares with you the song which I think should have represented us at the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, meaning the United Kingdom. Yes. Now, as you all know, the UK has had troubling times at the Eurovision Song Contest, in particularly recently. And even though in the past, you know, there are songs which maybe could have gone to the Eurovision Song Contest in a particular year. And I'm going to share with you in this part the songs which I thought would be awesome on the stage at the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, for me, I think this should have represented the United Kingdom at the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest in Luxembourg. It is a perfect sized song. It's under 3 minutes, so it would have been amazing for the contest, and this would have been a sure winner for the United Kingdom, maybe before Sandy Shaw, which would have been the following year in 1967 with Puppet on a String. Yes, I'm talking about the amazing Dusty Springfield and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. This is my dream world for 1966's UK Eurovision entry.
It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you.
Showcase on Forest FM.
Yeah.
That's a request from Claudio in the Netherlands. That is Spain's first ever win at the Eurovision Song Contest, and still their only one to date. That is Maria Isabella with Antes Muerta Que Lucía, which means I'd rather be dead than understand. Oh dear. Well, coming from a 9-year-old girl, that's quite scary, don't you think? I think so. It's a bit off-putting. But shockingly, actually, it did incredibly well in the charts right across Europe. Yeah, it did. It got to number 6 in France. It got to number 18 in Switzerland. It got to number 36 in Belgium. And 89th in Germany. So people loved it. But I mean, personally, I've never been a fan of that song. But Claudio, thank you very much. Because if you didn't request it, it never would have got played. Simple as that. So get them on. Get requesting. You know you want to. Right, it's now time for another request, and it's time for lovely John Withers in Lincoln. Yes, John is a good friend of mine, bestie when it comes to almost to Eurovision events. He's such a lovely chap, and John, thank you very much for your request. This is an awesome tune. Thank you for bringing it to my attention to play for you today. Here is Estonia's Eurovision entry 1999. In Jerusalem, Israel, here is the beautiful Evelyn Samuel with A Diamond of Night, burning so bright.
Silently glowing, beams are sowing silver, starry at sky. All desire linger, linger long in disguise. Diamond of night, burning so bright, guide me, my silver ring you sight. Finding my way as a prey,
awesome tune, Estonia 1999. And now it's time for another request for Javier Lavelle in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. The latest single from Midnight Boy, who was originally in Melody Festival in 2015. Here is his latest song. It's called Butterfly.
Well, I know there is a reason for this caterpillar season, but the road of my completion was the place where I stopped breathing. So I'm reaching for the ceiling while they pissing on my feelings. And all I know is that dreaming is slowly losing all its meaning. And so I break on through in the middle of the night as I'm looking for a sign of virtue. Yes, I break on through in the middle of the night as I'm running in a quiet cuckoo. Yeah, the butterflies are all I'm asking for to put it the way it was supposed to be. Yeah, the butterflies are all I'm asking for to pull up the weight of what is over me. And so I heard that cool crowd screaming, he's got
it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we've got a double whammy this week because I'm too kind to you all. Now, the first one is our final request, and it actually is from Steve Buchanan. And Steve is from Halstead, and Steve, your request is just awesome, and I love it. And this is Germany 1986 from Ingrid Peters, Über die Brücke gehen, Crossing the Bridge, and it is from live from the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest in Bergen in Norway. I hope you can enjoy this one. It includes commentary from the late great Sir Terry Wogan and the presenter Arthur Cleveland. Enjoy. And I have a little treat coming up after this song.
The North Cape, northernmost point in the Norwegian mainland, land of the midnight sun. I think is an introduction to the German entry. Germany have only won once in 1982 with Nicole and Ein bisschen Frieden. The general opinion is that they've got a good outsider this time, sung by an experienced singer with a very good chorus. The music for the song Cross the Bridge and the words written by Hans Blum, Über die Brücke gehen, to be sung by a lady from Saarbrücken, one of Germany's top pop singers, a very good voice. It's Ingrid Peters. Yes, we're over here, dear.
Ingrid Peters a déjà de nombreuses victoires à son palmarès et va ce soir représenter l'Allemagne avec Über die Brücke gehen, Crossing the Bridge, Passer le pont. Lyrics and music is by Hans Blum, who is the man behind an impressive number of German hits during the last two decades, and Hans Blum will also conduct our orchestra.
I'm surprised he didn't decide to sing the song himself as well.
We're all thinking it, Terry. Germany 1986.
Man uns sehen, nein, Angst hab ich nicht. Denn deine Hand gibt mir ein Gefühl von Vertrauen. Lass uns beginnen und eine Brücke bauen. Oh, oh, über die Brücke gehen, andere Menschen verstehen. Auf diesem Stern von Licht und Dunkelheit. Was daraus wird, liegt auch mit an dir und an mir. Öffne dein Herz und dann öffnet sich die Tür. Oh, oh, oh. Über die Brücke gehen, andere Welt.
A big one, Über die Brücke gehen. For Germany, Ingrid Peters.
Love shine light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Come in every corner of our hearts.
Rule Britannia. Well, certainly back then anyway. That was the Katrina and the Waves with Love Shine a Light. The United Kingdom entry in 1997 winning, and that was the live performance from the Point Theatre, Dublin. Yes. Well, good times they were. Oh dear. Right now, time to say our goodbyes. Thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM with me, your host, Kieran O'Retussiot. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more awesome tunes from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and as well from my dream world bit as well. If you miss any of these previous shows, head over to our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. You can find the links there. Arrivederci, au revoir, ervidesen, vislat, dobitenia, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Le Royaume-Uni.
Hey, vive la France!
Hey, le Royaume-Uni, 12 points. United Kingdom, 12 points.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.